The Senate struck down an amendment yesterday to open up the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil drilling. It's a defeat for the Bush administration, but it's only one of the plans to increase domestic production of oil and gas, NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
While the spotlight of public and media attention has been on the battle over drilling in Alaska, the administration has been actively moving to open up many other public lands in the western states to drilling. The Interior Department's Bureau of Land Management, or BLM, has been fast-tracking the leases required for oil drilling on public lands. In some cases, BLM field offices have approved up to 3 times as many well permits as they did during the Clinton years. Johanna Wald is a director at the environmental group Natural Resources Defense Council.
The BLM has been told to expedite leasing and development on public lands. That is what the National Energy Plan says, and that is what the BLM is doing.
Unlike drilling in the Arctic Wildlife Refuge, plans to increase oil and gas production on many public lands in the West don't need congressional approval. Wide swaths of Western lands have so-called multiple-use status, so energy production, as long as it goes through a federal permitting process, is legitimate. It starts to get controversial when oil development moves uncomfortably close to designated wilderness areas or parkland. Take, for instance, the Dome Plateau in Utah, adjacent to Arches National Park. The BLM approved an oil exploration project on the plateau, and seismic testing started last February. 26-ton thumper trucks began pounding the ground to send shockwaves in search of petroleum. The NRDC's Johanna Wald argues these sorts of projects will transform the wildlands of the West.
Where there is now silence, awe-inspiring silence, there will be the noise of roads and pumps and compressors 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We're talking about taking our last remaining wildlands and industrializing them.
That's an extremist position, says Deemer True. He's a small oil and gas producer based in Casper, Wyoming, and current chairman of the Independent Petroleum Association of America. He argues protected lands of the West will not be harmed by the kind of projects moving forward now.
Will there be a presence of oil and gas activity? Of course. But particularly out here in the West, we've lived with it for over 100 years, and the public understands. And I think by and large feels it's a net positive to develop our resources in a responsible way.
During the Clinton era, Deemer says, independent producers like him were frustrated. In his view, exploration of public lands were blocked by a burdensome regulatory process. He says even though the laws haven't changed, there's a new way of doing business.
With the Bush administration, we've found a much more cooperative and collaborative type process where instead of just closing the door before even looking at what the industry is proposing, they've been sitting down and working with us.
The U.S. Geological Survey estimates there are several billion barrels of oil buried underneath the federal lands in the Rocky Mountain states. If proposals for oil and gas exploration continue to be approved, much of this oil may ultimately be drilled. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.